Well, visiting with PCM head basketball coach Tony Ford to preview their 2024-2025 season. Coach, you know, last year you stepped into this as a first-year head coach. You know, and kind of before we look at this season a little bit, you want to talk a little bit of recap of how you feel last year went, or, you know, your first season as head coach went.
Yeah, I think you're always really hard on yourself after the season's over, and, you know, you maybe wanted to go a couple more games in the season, but I learned a lot. The guys that I had were just phenomenal guys. And, you know, I made my mistakes as a first-year head coach, but they were forgiving, and I think I got better for that first year. But overall, I thought we had a really good season. We played a lot of really tight games. We could have easily had a winning record if we would have had a couple more free throws made or a couple baskets went our way. But overall, I thought we had a really good season for the first run.
Yeah, you know, that you focus on – I mean, briefly on that game against Des Moines Christian last year that ended your season, you know, does that kind of stay in the back of your mind a little bit that, you know, there are certain things we'd like to improve upon to maybe beat a team of that caliber this upcoming season?
Yeah, and that helped, you know, really last year helped going into the season that we're going to be focused on certain things and, you know, we're going to build our identity early. And that's, you know, maybe last year as a new head coach, I maybe just – kind of wanted to see what things look like, but this year I kind of have a good idea of being with the guys in the summer and doing some summer games and you know, just being around them more. That's helped me kind of say, hey, this is what we need to do if we want to be really good.
Yeah, can you highlight too, you know, a few key returners that you have coming back this year?
Yeah, Caleb Vries, I expect him to be our point guard again this year. He's probably smarter than me. The guy just kind of knows everything. He's a really good floor general for us. If you teach him something, he learns it really quick. Cutler Vandeloon, he's coming back. He kind of started out slow last year with an ankle injury, got healthy, and then he kind of started finding his rhythm. I don't know if there's anybody that shot more shots in the summer than Cutler. Super high IQ for basketball. Hopefully, when Gavin Van Gort gets healthy, he'll be back in the lineup. And then, you know, we played a lot of guys. I expect a bounce back here for Chase Wagaman. And we have a new kid on the block. His name's Cash Fisher, moved in from Southeast Pope. Really good basketball player. And then, of course, we have the regulars like Alex Went. He's going to step up this year, having more of a role. And then Jake Winters, Joe Shaver, and some of those guys. I think they're ready to play hoops. So,
do you feel comfortable with, you know, you guys lost two big bodies last season in Jake Went and Jack Junlin? Do you feel comfortable with how you're going to be able to replace their production, especially in the interior a little bit?
I do not. That was an extremely large amount of rebounding that they did. And I don't think we'll ever see 26 charges in a season by one player, especially now with the new flop rule that's come to the high school. I think maybe we'll be less likely to take a charge and throw our body in front of people. But I do know, I've already talked to the guys in the first practice that we're looking for guys with that extra effort that are going to go get some of those rebounds for us. We know we're not going to replace them all. Our hope is that we make a couple more baskets this year and we get a couple more, our shot selections maybe a little bit better, and that we get the, when we do get an offensive rebound, that we capitalize on that. And I don't think you can ever replace that many rebounds with when they leave. So.
Yeah, and do you feel like you have to adjust your strategy to maybe a little bit of a more outside shooting team or a little bit of a smaller lineup? Because, you know, you guys don't have the luxury that some teams may have with a couple 6'5", 6'6", guys or anything like that.
Yeah, that was probably the one thing I thought about most in the offseason is how are we going to – what are our strengths? Where are our weaknesses? And height is definitely something that we lost. And so we have to be more of a undersized team. And, you know, the scheming that goes into your offense and defense – definitely has to take into account the guys in your program. So definitely made adjustments for that.
Yeah, can you kind of talk to about, you know, a guy like Cutler Vandeloon that last, you mentioned he had a little bit of a slow start last season, but, you know, from what I observed going into the remainder of the season, he was one of your best shooters and he was somebody that kind of really turned it on. Do you feel like you have maybe three or four guys on your team this year that could maybe have a breakout season like that?
Yeah, absolutely. All the guys that I listed, they've shown flashes of being really good basketball players. I think any of those guys could be really, really good breakout players for us. I think Cutler's going to be one. Just the amount of work that guy put in. And once he kind of finds his where he fits and what he does well, he's going to calm down and he's just going to start dropping shots and we're going to be good. And he's really good at making sure his teammates get the ball when they're open too. But yeah, I'm excited. I do think there are breakout guys on our team. I just can't tell you until I put them together and they play a couple games together, but I do see it.
Yeah, you guys, you know, looking at the Heart of Iowa Conference, you know, several really good teams in that conference for basketball and the addition of another really good team at Grandview Christian. You know, is there a little bit of an adjustment maybe made? You know, a team like Grandview Christian, these boys have probably not seen before, not real familiar with, like they would be another team in the conference.
Yeah, we know we have our work out for us at the Grandview Christian coming to the conference, and I think that's part of finding our identity early is that we got to know whoever we play against, we're going to give them a battle every night we play somebody, even if it's Grandview Christian. And, you know, I think if we come in with that mentality, to your point, going back to the Des Moines Christian game, you know, maybe playing Des Moines Christian is like, oh, man, it's Des Moines Christian. Maybe we go in this game this year saying, oh, it doesn't matter who we play. We're going to play them really tough and give ourselves a chance to win. And I think that's maybe the flip this year for us.
And you still feel comfortable or confident that you may be able to play six or five guys, I guess, deep on your bench maybe?
This year I don't think we're going to go five deep. That's just my, you know, looking at what we're trying to do this year. I think we're probably 3 to 4 deep this year. I don't think that means anything less than the guys that aren't playing in the game that night, because we expect them to make the other ones better and to support and be good teammates. But I do think our roster rotation will probably shrink down a little bit this year.
Well, Tony, kind of before we close, you know, if there you look at last year's team and this year's team, it's going to be a different team this year. But if could you zone in on maybe one specific area where you say, hey, if we do this really well this season, we can compete with teams like the Des Moines Christians of the world.
Yes, shot selection, not holding the ball for more than a second, playing intense defense and knowing our roles on defense and how we close out and rebound, those are all going to be extremely important. And if we can execute on the basics, which is, you know, it's cliche, if you do the fundamentals well, you'll do good. But within the system that we operate, we have to do the little things really well this year.
Thanks, Tony, and best of luck this upcoming season.
Yeah, thank you.